At DFS Animal Nutrition in Newell, Iowa, Sam Putnam dumps a corn sample from a waiting truck into a machine that measures its moisture. The driver awaits her approval and then moves on to dump his grain. This is one of the many measures DFS has in place to monitor its product, says Leland McKinney, the company's quality director.
Making sure that you have a quality product goes parallel with safety.
The Food Safety and Modernization Act brings the 10,000 grain elevators and thousands of feed processors across the country into the food system for regulatory purposes. And some expect this will entail costly procedures and extensive reports. But McKinney says an elevator or mill that's using rigid quality controls and keeping good records shouldn't be intimidated. Inside the North Mill here, McKinney likens mixing feed to making a cake. You start with the dry ingredients. Think of corn as the flour of your cake.
This is where the inbound ingredients come in that are minor.
Your baking powder, perhaps, or salt. Here it might be vitamins or medicine. The scales are on the next level.
Okay. All of those gets weighed out and then brought together in your mixer.
The electric mixer here could swallow up your KitchenAid. Its capacity is 6 tons. Workers oversee each precise step from a windowed command room with 5 computer monitors. Each hour, this mill can produce 90 to 100 tons of feed for swine and turkeys. Medicated feed processors have already been subject to federal food safety inspections, but the Food Safety Act means grain operations of all kinds will now be visited by inspectors. Iowa State University professor Gretchen Mosier says often workers at grain elevators don't see the mounds of corn around them the same way the law does.
They don't think of it as potential food for either animals or humans. So they don't see, you know, things that they're used to seeing, you know, oil dripping down into the pit and rats, dead rats, etc., you know, laying around.
Yes, rats, because she says where there's grain, there will be rodents. Till now, they've been viewed largely as a threat to profit. They eat the grain, not safety. It's worth noting that bulk grains have a solid safety record. The new rules are not a response to problems, Mosier and her colleagues say. Rather, they're an effort at defining the food system holistically. Back to those rats. Elevators have pest management plans, but now an inspector might ask to see receipts from the pest control company. Mosier says more meticulous record keeping can improve product and increase profit.
When you manage the quality of your product better, you can see a fairly significant return on your investment, almost a 2-to-1 return.
But system-wide, Food Safety Act cost estimates are significant. The National Grain and Feed Association's David Fairfield says he's heard $1 to $2 billion for human food facilities and $100 to $200 million for animal feed. For smaller operators or places that don't already have sufficient systems, the cost of complying could shut them down.
There's no question that increased regulations are one driver for consolidation.
And failing to comply now has consequences. Under the new law, FDA inspectors have the authority to impose fines. That's something they haven't had before. And it means the Food Safety Act is not only broader, but also stronger than older food regulations. Consumers won't likely notice any changes, but the impact on grain handlers may depend largely on how prepared they are. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.